is it possible to squeeze more in? Or?
Always.
I don't know.
Just they might listen to you, Mark.
Just so everyone knows, yeah, if we can come forward, it looks pretty packed in.
Yeah.
But okay. We have the seminar room upstairs. For those who are outside, probably can't hear anything I'm saying.
Okay. For those who are outside, the TV and audio is available upstairs, so at least you'd be able to sit and hear and watch everything very clearly. Otherwise, you can try to squeeze in, but this is pretty close,
yeah,
but we can come a little bit more.
Yeah. Come on.
Paripadakacharya Stotras at the Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kidaya. ISKCON Samstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Kidaya. Jaya Vishnubhad Paramahansa Paripadakacharya Stotras at the Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Kidaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Rindiki
Jai.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai.
Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Rindiki
Jai.
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai.
Navadvip Dham Ki
Jai.
Jamuna Mai Ki
Jai.
Ganga Mai Ki
Jai.
Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai.
Bhakti Devi Ki
Jai.
Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Nitai Gaur Premana.
Hari Hari Ho.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate.
We shall read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, The Glories of Devotional Service, Text 21. Please repeat. Titikshava,
Titikshava,
Karunika,
Karunika,
Surada,
Surada,
Sarvadehinam,
Sarvadehinam,
Ajata,
Ajata,
Shatrava,
Shatrava,
Shanta,
Shanta,
Sadava,
Sadava,
Sadubhushana,
Sadubhushana,
Titikshava Karunika,
Titikshava Karunika,
Surida Sarvadehinam,
Surida Sarvadehinam,
Ajata Shatrava Shanta,
Ajata Shatrava Shanta,
Sadava Sadubhushana,
Sadava Sadubhushana,
Titikshava Karunika,
Titikshava Karunika,
Surida Sarvadehinam,
Surida Sarvadehinam,
Ajata Shatrava Shanta,
Ajata Shatrava Shanta,
Sadava Sadubhushanaha,
Sadava Sadubhushanaha,
Titikshava,
Titikshava,
Tolerant,
Tolerant,
Karunika,
Karunika,
Merciful,
Merciful,
Surada,
Surada,
Friendly,
Friendly,
Sarvadehinam,
Sarvadehinam,
to all living entities,
to all living entities,
Ajata Shatrava,
Ajata Shatrava,
inimical to none,
inimical to none,
Shanta,
Shanta,
peaceful,
peaceful,
Sadhava,
Sadhava,
Abiding by scriptures.
Abiding by scriptures.
Sadhu Bhushana.
Sadhu Bhushana.
Adorned with sublime characteristics.
Adorned with sublime characteristics.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. A sadhu, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is his mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country from door to door, preaching, be Krishna conscious, be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life in simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. These are the preachings of a sadhu. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all the fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is Karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet with so many opposing elements. And therefore, the sadhu, or devotee of the Lord, has to be very tolerant. Someone may ill-treat him because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. They do not like it. That is their disease. The sadhu has the thankless task of impressing upon them the importance of devotional service. Sometimes devotees are personally attacked with violence. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces. And Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant, Nityananda, was violently attacked by Jagai and Madhai. But still they were tolerant, because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and is merciful to the fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities, not only a well-wisher of human society, but a well-wisher of animal society as well. It is said here, sarvadehina, which indicates all living entities who have accepted material bodies. Not only does the human being have a material body, but other living entities, such as cats and dogs, also have material bodies. The devotee of the Lord is merciful to everyone. The cats, dogs, trees, etc. He treats all living entities in such a way that they can ultimately get salvation from this material entanglement. Shivananda Sen, one of the disciples of Lord Chaitanya, gave liberation to a dog by treating treating the dog transcendentally. There are many instances where a dog got salvation simply by association with a sadhu. Because a sadhu engages in the highest philanthropic activities for the benediction of all living entities. Yet although a sadhu is not inimical towards anyone, the world is so ungrateful that even a sadhu has many enemies. What is the difference between an enemy and a friend? It is a difference in behavior. A sadhu behaves with all conditioned souls for their ultimate relief from material entanglement. Therefore, no one can be more friendly than a sadhu in relieving a conditioned soul. A sadhu is calm, and he quietly and peacefully follows the principles of scripture. A sadhu means one who follows the principles of scripture, and at the same time is a devotee of the Lord. One who actually follows the principles of scripture must be a devotee of God, because all the shastras instruct us to obey the orders of the personality of Godhead. Sadhu, therefore, means a follower of the scriptural injunctions and a devotee of the Lord. All these characteristics are prominent in a devotee. But a devotee develops all the good qualities of the demigods, whereas a non-devotee, even though academically qualified, has no good qualifications or good characteristics according to the standard of transcendental realization. Translation again. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. Hare Krishna.
Amen.
So today, January 15th, is, according to some calculations, Makara Sankranti, which also happens to be the anniversary of the opening of the Juhu Temple, Hare Krishna land. Bombay. And the verse that we just read describes a sadhu or a devotee. In the previous verse, Lord Kapila Dev says, Prasangam Ajaram Pasham Atmana Kavayo Vidu Saeva Sadhu Sukrito Moksha Dwaram Apavritam. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. So every living entity by nature has feelings, has desires, has thoughts, and every living entity wants company. And if we do not keep company with devotees or sadhus, we will necessarily keep company with non-devotees or asadhus. But the result of associating with and serving ordinary people, materialistic people, is that one enters the darkest regions of ignorance. Mahat seva dwara mahur vimuktes tamal dwaram yoshita sangi sangam. By associating with mahats, great souls, or devotees, one opens the door to liberation. And by associating with materialistic persons who are interested in sense gratification, one opens the door to the darkest regions of ignorance or hell. So association is so important. And Srila Prabhupada said he formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give people the chance to associate with devotees, to create devotees, who in turn could give their association to ordinary people and help the ordinary people in turn to become devotees. But being a sadhu or a mahatma is not a matter of just a rubber stamp. Once when Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay during the struggle over the Juhu land, he was staying in an apartment at Seaface Park. And a prominent Hindu gentleman somehow found out that Prabhupada was there. He was speaking on the nectar of devotion to the disciples. And he came into the room. And he asked Srila Prabhupada that India is a land of mahatmas. So many mahatmas are in India and have been in India. Yet India has so many problems. Why? And Srila Prabhupada replied, the reason India has so many problems is because you cannot distinguish between who is a mahatma and who is not a mahatma. So it is very important that we can distinguish. And therefore, in the next verse, Kapila Dev describes the symptoms of a sadhu or mahatma or devotee. Now, it is the transcendental process that one develops the qualities of the person that one serves. And in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra, that by serving great souls who are free from vice, great service is done. And by such service, one develops attraction for the message of Vasudeva or Krishna, Vasudeva Kataluchi. So it is the nature of devotees that they take pleasure in Krishna Katha, Krishna Nam and Krishna Katha. And so by serving a devotee, one will develop his qualities, and the prominent quality, or one of the most prominent qualities, is attraction for the messages of Krishna. And when we develop attraction for the messages of Krishna, then we become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. The door to liberation is open. So I am going to relate today's verse specifically to Srila Prabhupada in relation to the struggle for the Juru land. But it is understood that those who genuinely follow Srila Prabhupada and serve him will also develop the same qualities. During the struggle for the Juhu land, Srila Prabhupada spent many months in Bombay. In fact, he kept postponing his departure on different occasions, first to get the land in his Khan's name, and then to get the permission to build the temple, and then ultimately to build the temple. And during one such period, when he was in Bombay for 2 or 3 months, he spoke on this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he spoke on this very verse and related it to his personal struggle in Juhu. Of course, let's start with Surida Sarvadehnam, his friend and well-wisher to all living entities. And he knew that the only way that people can actually be happy is if they become Krishna conscious. As he mentioned, a sadhu does not want to be liberated alone. And thus Srila Prabhupada was in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, who said that there are many saintly persons, but generally they are interested in their own liberation, vimukti kama. And therefore they wander, charanti, in jungles and mountains, not caring for the general mass of people. In fact, they're trying to avoid the general mass of people because, as we discussed, by such association, one becomes degraded. But Prahlad Maharaj says that for himself, he has no difficulty, because wherever he is, he can absorb himself in the nectarian ocean of the glories of the Lord and feel transcendental bliss. It says, say a command. Okay, my command is turn off your cell phones. Yeah, so Prahlad Maharaj said, but I am not like those saintly persons. I do not want to go back home, back to Godhead alone. But I want to bring as many of these poor fools and rascals with me as possible. And therefore, I am always thinking of ways to bring them to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And that was Srila Prabhupada's mood. That was his Guru Maharaj's mood. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And his father's mood, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very concerned that Krishna consciousness should be spread outside India. Until then, no one in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken Krishna consciousness outside India. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much desired that. And at great expense, he sent preachers to London. But they could not do much. And they came back to India. But on the Navadvip Parikrama in 1935, just 1 year before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world, he gave a talk at the temple at Champahatta in Navadvip Dham. A very nice temple. Our ISKCON Parikrama parties always go there. And up until a few years ago, the pujari there was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple, who had been there for decades. Very sweet devotee. So in 1935, some of these preachers that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had sent to London came back. And so he was addressing a huge crowd of thousands and thousands of devotees, and of course the sannyasis were in the front. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said how important it was to him that the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be spread in the foreign countries. And he said for that purpose he had been prepared to spill the life blood of the Gaudiya Mutt, the funds of the Gaudiya Mutt. But unfortunately, so far nothing much had been done. And then he turned to his side. Now, generally a speaker looks forward and all the more so at those in the front rows. But he turned to his side and he was looking in the direction of that pujari. And he said, but I am confident that one day one of my disciples will go to the West and he will do everything. He will spread Krishna consciousness all over. And the pujari sort of, and he could see that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was looking very seriously at someone. And he looked, and just next to him was Abhay Charan Aravinda Das, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was looking right at him, and their eyes met. He said, one day, one disciple will go, and he will do everything. So that was his desire. And, of course, Srila Prabhupada decided to go to New York. As he said, most of the Swamis thought of London, but he thought of New York. And he began the Krishna Consciousness Movement in New York, and then from New York, San Francisco, Boston, Montreal, Los Angeles, different centers opened one by one. And then, as many of you know, three Grihastha couples came to London and they began Krishna consciousness here. They met the Beatles and engaged them in devotional service, and especially George Harrison became a devotee. Later he actually visited Juhu, and very, very nice person. So this is a great achievement. The opening of the temple at Berry Place then, and the installation of Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara. So this is Surida Sarvadehina, the friend of all living entities, not just Indians or Hindus, but all living entities. Once some gentlemen came to meet Srila Prabhupada in Indore. There was a Gita Jayanti celebration, and Srila Prabhupada and the disciples had been invited. Most of the people there, I think that's everywhere, but anyway, most of the people there were impersonalists, or Mayavadis. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada was tirelessly speaking against Mayavad and criticizing their impersonalism. But anyway, this this one man said, Swamiji, you shouldn't criticize so much. Prabhupada said, why are you criticizing me? So the man said, you should be Samadarshina. You should be equal to everyone. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinay Sampane Brahmika Vihasini, that one who is learned, Pandita Samadarshana, should see with equal vision a Brahmin, a dog eater, a cow, an elephant, and a dog. So he said, Swamiji, you should be Samadarshana. You shouldn't criticize. Why are you criticizing me? Well, I'm not on that level, but you're supposed to be on that level. Prabhupada said, I'm not on that level. That's a very high level. On that level, one does not distinguish. Because why is someone born as a Brahmin? Because of his pious activities. And why is someone born as a dog? Because of his sinful activities. So not to distinguish between a Brahmin and a dog means not to distinguish between pious activities and sinful activities. But I am not on that platform. I say that you are engaged in sinful activities and you should stop. So there was a lot of arguing. At one stage, the man, because Prabhupada was supporting everything he was saying with reference to scripture, so at one stage the man said, anyway, there are many mistakes in the scripture. Now you're criticizing Vyas. I cannot hear you. Please go. If you're going to criticize Vyas, I cannot speak with you. You go. So anyway, it was going back and forth. And the man said, because Prabhupada kept saying, I'm just repeating what the scripture says. The man kept saying, you should make some contribution beyond what the scripture says or beyond what the previous acharyas say. I was saying, no, I just repeat what they have said. I do not go beyond them. But then in the end, one of the disciples started to explain about how Srila Prabhupada had spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And the men were actually very impressed. And then Prabhupada said, that is my samadarshana. That I have seen everyone equally and I've made Krishna consciousness available to everyone equally. And that is my contribution beyond the previous acharyas. No other acharya beyond me had ever done that. That is my samadarshana, and that is my contribution.
They
were very impressed. So, yeah, Suridam Sarvadehina. But coming back to Juhu, specifically, a group formed led by Mr. Nair, who was the owner of the property, and Mr. Matre, who was the local municipal councillor, and there were a number. There was a Mr. Rani, who was sort of a demigod there, and he really took advantage of people's sentiments and exploited them. It's a very unholy alliance. And commenting on this verse, there's that phrase, ajata shatrava. He has no enemy. He has no enemy. He's a friend to everyone. But they become inimical to the sadhu, not because of any fault of the sadhus, but out of their own envy. And Srila Prabhupada quoted a Chanakya shloka that there are two kinds of envious entities. The envious snake and an envious man. And of the two, the envious man is more dangerous because a snake can be pacified by mantras and medicinal herbs, but an envious man can never be pacified by any means. So there were many envious people, and they formed a clique to oppose Prabhupada's acquiring the land and his building the temple. And And they even went to the extent of breaking the temple. There's a whole history, but of breaking down the temple. And so Srila Prabhupada thought, as he explained in the lecture, he thought, I have many temples all over the world. I don't have to stay in Bombay. I could have thought, okay, if the people of Bombay don't want me, let me go somewhere else. I have many other temples. But no. Karunika, a sadhu is merciful. We have come here to give them Krishna consciousness, so we will not leave. But they are creating so many problems. So Titikshima, we have to tolerate. We have to tolerate all this nonsense and continue. So there was a lot to tolerate. Of course, there was a lot to tolerate. I won't go into the details, but it's something that I don't think many people in this room have experienced anything close to what the early devotees had to tolerate. But they did it karunika, to give mercy to the fallen souls. And Prabhupada said that in spite of all opposition, a devotee must maintain his position as a devotee. He doesn't become his enemy's enemy. He's always the friend of his enemy. Friend of his enemy means he always wants to do good and bring them to Krishna consciousness. Although sometimes in a fight you have to fight that. That's something else. But internally, you're the friend of every living entity. So, at the end of it all, Mrs. Nair, after her husband suddenly died, she came and surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, and she made a new agreement, and then there was like a big signing. And it was, you know, it was like two big world powers coming together and signing some treaty. The room was hushed, and the registrar, the government officer, had come. Who, out of respect for Prabhupada, didn't ask Prabhupada to go to the city. And it was very hushed, and Prabhupada was signing. You could hear the fountain pen. Then Mrs. Nair was signing. And she started to weep. And I was thinking, she must have been thinking about all the pain she and her husband, she had caused to the devotees and to Srila Prabhupada. And then in the course of it, her husband died, which, if you know the story, it seems very clear that it was a reaction to his serious offenses. So I was thinking she must be regretting so many things she and her husband did. And then it was over. There was a little feast. Srila Prabhupada, someone had brought a few little firecrackers they set off to celebrate. And then at the end, Srila Prabhupada leaned back against his bolster in his room and said, "It was a good fight." Someone should write a book about it. So that was the land, but then there was still the struggle to get permission. And we just could not get permission. And it was a very, we had to get permission from the municipality, and one of the conditions was we had to get a no objection certificate from the police. So Prabhupada sent us to the police commissioner's office because there was no response. It's very typical. They don't say no. They don't say anything. It's just, so, eventually the police commissioner, because we were putting pressure on him that he had to respond, so he wrote a letter saying, denying the permission and saying that the bhajans, which have been a nuisance in the past, may be a bigger nuisance in the new temple. So he denied the no objection certificate. So when Prabhupada received notice about that letter, he was furious. And Prabhupada, Namam Duskrita, Mudha, they're fools, rascals. And it's true. It's true. And so he said, we must protest. It was actually at the time of the Mayapur Vrindavan festival, and the devotees had gone from Mayapur to Vrindavan. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and I was in Bombay dealing with the battle. And, he said to the disciples, you come with me to Bombay and we will protest. So he's in a very, very fighting mood. Very fighting. And saying we'll have, satyagraha, have a sit-in at the commissioner's office and go on a hunger strike and fast until death and, and he was saying we should have festivals all over Bombay. He said when people are convinced of the value of Krishna consciousness, then they themselves will insist there must be a temple and the organizing a huge campaign. But then, after a few days, he took another angle. And Prabhupada said that we should always, he said intelligence means to see the same thing from different angles of vision. And he quoted the saying, do not pick a fight with a crocodile in the jurisdiction of the water. He said, you all are foreigners and you're in India, and if we create a disturbance, the government can just say, these people are causing botheration, send them back. But he did keep the strategy of being preaching programs all over Bombay to get public support, but not that sort of agitation to embarrass the police commission. Then he wrote one of the most brilliant letters that anyone in the history of the world has ever written. He wrote a letter to the police commissioner saying that people are saying that kirtan is a nuisance, and saying how in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says satatam kirtayanto mam, that this is, that you should always do kirtan. And he said, and these fools and rascals are saying that kirtan is a nuisance. And you are the commissioner of police for the whole of Bombay. And we are appealing to you to give us protection from these fools and rascals. And
you're the man.
Yeah. It was like so skillful, so expert. So, I went and personally delivered the letter to his office because, you know, Indian bureaucracy, they can easily misplace things, especially if you don't pay them. So we delivered it, got the stamp on the copy, and then after a while of not hearing a response, Prabhupada sent me again. So I went to the commissioner's office, and his secretary said that he's not available now, but he received the letter, and he read it, and he said it was one of the best letters he's ever gotten. So then, still nothing was happening. And Prabhupada was, he's like a real general, and like resourceful. It's like one of the qualities of a kshatriya, resourceful. And anyway, eventually, Gopal Krishna Maharaj and I went. Somehow we thought, we have to go to the chief minister. We had heard something, he had said something favorable about us. We said, we'll go to the chief minister. He's like the highest authority in the whole state. And we went, you know, we sent in our little chit. And to our surprise, he called us in. And we presented our case to him. He immediately understood what was happening. You know, Matre was making so much propaganda, like we're CIA, we're spies. And he was paying, we were so naive, we didn't even know, but he was paying newspapers to print articles against us. So there's so many articles, you know, about the illegal temple and saying that the domes on the temple were actually, the chakras on the top of the domes were actually wireless transmitters. Really. Actually, that was later, because at this stage we didn't have permission to build the temple. But he did that later. So somehow the chief, he like understood everything. He understood everything. And he made a couple of phone calls. And we could hear him. Because they were like trying to blame us, you know, say so many bad things about us. He was saying, you know, are they the culprits? Or are you the culprit? And like in a moment, the whole atmosphere changed. It was amazing how like, until then, no matter what department it was, municipal, police, people were against us. And just like that, news went down that the chief minister was supporting us. And then immediately everyone became favorable. And it turned out that Pushpakant Matre had brainwashed the chief secretary. There's like two levels. It probably comes from the British system. There's like two levels. There's the ministers and the secretaries. And the ministers are political positions, and they change. And the secretaries are administrators, and they remain. So the chief secretary is like the most powerful secretary in the whole state. Somehow he was influenced by Matre. And so the police department was like, they were all under him. And he, you know, it was all coming from him. You know, no, 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 no. And then when the chief minister said yes, and he like reprimanded the chief secretary or home secretary, then all of a sudden it was like, yes, 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 yes. And we got the permission. But Matre didn't stop. He didn't stop. And even after we got the permission, he got the permission revoked because there is some special provision of law that bypasses normal legislative procedure, and that provision is if something is a threat to the national security. So he somehow used that, like we're a threat to the national security, because we're like CIA and spies. And, but anyway, we got that reversed back. It was a real struggle. And I hope you've read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Every devotee should read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. And now the wonderful book by Ranchor Prabhu, When the Sun Shines. So in October of 1977, after being ill for many months in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada came to London. And he celebrated Janmashtami here. He came for darshan of Shishi Radha Gokulananda. And he observed his Vyas Puja at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And anyway, I'll remain a sadhu. I'll tolerate. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami sort of recounted Srila Prabhupada's life's activities, service to Krishna and his Guru Maharaj. And then Prabhupada returned to Juhu. He wanted to see the temple open. And it was nearing completion. There's a lot of marble work. The basic structure was there, but there's a lot of marble work. There's a lot of like tapping, chiseling, carving. And, you know, we thought it's disturbing Prabhupada. I said, no, it is like music. I'm hearing that tapping and chiseling is like kirtan. So much wanted the work to go on, and he was encouraging us. But it was hard. And then he had a big discussion. This was another thing that he didn't make unilateral decisions. I mean, even though he was Srila Prabhupada and the founder of Charya. But he gave himself, he gave his life, he gave his body to ISKCON. And so he called some of the devotees, what should I do? You know, should I stay here? Should I go to Vrindavan? What should I do? There
there's a discussion, and the conclusion was that he would go to Vrindavan and await Krishna's decision. And, you know, one disciple said, if you're going to Vrindavan to leave, we should inform the devotees. Prabhupada said yes. And if they know you're leaving, then many will want to come, thousands. Prabhupada said they can come. But then where will they stay? How will we manage? That Fogal Ashram is there. Then one devotee said, but there are others who may feel that by staying back and distributing books, they can please serve you better and please you more than by coming to Vrindavan to be with you. And Srila Prabhupada said, they can stay. So then it was decided he would go. And there was a, we booked him by train. And I had arranged for a life member with a very nice new Mercedes-Benz to drive Srila Prabhupada. But somehow, when the time came, I didn't think it was right. I felt a devotee should drive him. So I phoned Dr. N.D. Desai, who had an old Plymouth. It was a big car, an old, old Plymouth. So he came. And as Srila Prabhupada was leaving, devotees were crying. They knew he might never come back again. And so I guess Srinathji had spread a sheet, and so Prabhupada laid down on the back seat, and Upendra was in the back with him. And there was Brahmananda Prabhu and Tamal Krishna Goswami and me and Srinathji. I mean, he was, and Dr. Desai. So we left very early and we were making good time, and it looked like we would get to the train station 2 hours early. And Dr. Desai had a very nice apartment at Sea Face Park, overlooking the ocean, so I said, we're going to have like 2 hours, and your place is only maybe 20 minutes from the train station. So maybe we should take Prabhupada to your place first. So this talk was going on in hushed terms in the front seat. And from the back seat, lying down, Prabhupada said, what is that? So we told him, and Prabhupada said, no, go straight to the train station. So we went straight to the train station. You know, there's like a big sign with all the names of the trains and the times. And the train was leaving in 10 minutes. The schedule had changed. It was the first day of the new schedule. So Brahmananda picked up Prabhupada. He got a wheelchair. Another devotee put Prabhupada, and he was like racing down the platform. And it's, you know, you have to look for your bogey and see your name on the list. It's like, so he, and everyone's like madly running down the platform. And so finally we got to the car. Prabhupada was already seated. It took it because Srinathji had doctor decided to park the car. And then I was like, he and I were running. And it was like really hot. And Srinathji, it's natural, you know, he was very thirsty. So they have these little, I guess like kiosks in the middle of the platform. So he ordered a limco, which is sort of like the Indian version of 7-Up. And then one of Prabhupada's servants came running out and said, Prabhupada wants to see you. So Srinathji, like, just for a moment hesitated, left the limca and, you know, jumped into the car. And it was the rule, especially this Prabhupada was so, it was the rule you couldn't touch his feet. But he put his head at Prabhupada's feet and surrendered. Accepted Prabhupada as his guru. And then the train started to move, and as the train was moving, he jumped out. And then, you know, Prabhupada arrived in Vrindavan. And there, so much happened in those last weeks. So much happened, which we can't discuss. And then, on January 14th, 1978, exactly 2 months, Prabhupada left on November 14th, the Juhu Temple opened. And it was a great victory. In those days, the magazines had, they're all black and white. They were just starting to introduce color. Few pages. There was like a full color spread on the opening of the Juhu Temple in Time magazine with a picture of the temple, a picture of the diorama of Prabhupada under the tree at Tompkins Square Park, picture of devotees like a massive Harinam on Juhu Beach with flags and banners. And that was a great success. And now hundreds of thousands of people come on Janmashtami. I think 5 lakhs, it means like 500,000 people come. Maybe more, I don't even know. But the whole, the street where the temple is blocked off for blocks. No traffic. And the queue of people waiting in line to see the deities is like, it literally goes for miles. And I just met my god brothers, Nishringananda Prabhu and Yadubara Prabhu in Bombay. They're actually planning to make a feature film about the story. Srila Prabhupada and Juhu. So it is a, like Prabhupada said, it was a good fight. Someone should write a book. There's a lot in the Lilamrita, but there's also a lot that's not in the Lilamrita. How much can a general biography have? So we have to do that too. So it's very auspicious that I get to be with all of you on this special day. You know, when Srila Prabhupada would travel, he would often say, these are the most beautiful deities, and these are my favorite deities. But once, I think Rameshwar Prabhu asked him, like, you always say this, but which, you know, really which? And so he mentioned 4. I don't remember the order. I'm afraid to say what the order was. But he mentioned Radha Landanishwara, Radha Rasa Bihari, Radha Gokulananda and Rukmini Dwarkadish, the deities in Los Angeles. So we are also in the presence of one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite deities, if not the favorite. So it is, and with all of you who are making the on-living story of Krishna consciousness and Srila Prabhupada's success continue. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Evo.
Sri Vinayak Maharaj ki
jai. Vatandrajan
Vishwasanaiva jayate
Vishwasanaiva jayate
Sarira avidya ja
Sarira avidya ja
Jarendriya taika
Jarendriya taika
Jive phele vishaya sagane
Jive phele vishaya sagane
Dharmate jivayati
Dharmate jivayati
Ravo maya sudramati
Ravo maya sudramati
Kakeja katina sangsare
Kakeja katina sangsare
Krishna varadayamai
Krishna varadayamai
Kare bare jivajai
Kare bare jivajai
Swaprasadanati lobai
Swaprasadanati lobai
Senamrita Bhav
Senamrita Bhav
Radha Krishna Gunagav
Radha Krishna Gunagav
Premedako Chaitanya Nitai
Premedako Chaitanya Nitai
Jaini Mai Jaini Mai
Jaini Mai Jaini Mai
Jaini Mai Jaini Mai
Jaini Mai Jaini Mai
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Shri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavinda
Shri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Shri Radha Alandaneshwara Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Shri Gaur Nitai Shri Prabhupada Mahaprasad
Ki Jai.